by dissecting the organization and all the impacted processes and procedures, and really taking a top-to-bottom approach and a review on how a shortened settlement cycle will impact their daily operations. I mean, that's critical.
Hello and welcome to another episode of At the Forefront FinTech Conversations. I'm CJ Lengua, SVP of Account Management at Forefront Communications, and today it's my pleasure to be joined by James St. Clair, President of ViewTrade Securities, the brokerage subsidiary of ViewTrade Holding. James, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks, CJ.
Awesome. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of the most important topics in the capital markets right now, and that's the transition to T+1 settlement. That is coming up in May, May 28th for Canada and Mexico, May 29th for the US. We get one extra day thanks to Memorial Day here in the States. And in this episode, James is going to tell us about some things, some concrete steps that both covered firms, firms who are affected by this transition can take, as well as some things that ViewTrade is doing to help their clients get ready. So James, let's dive right in. I guess take a little step back, right? So what are the challenges that a transition to T+1 settlement will create for affected firms? What are some of the systems or steps or processes and workflows that some of these firms are going to need to evolve to keep pace?
Thanks, CJ, and thanks for inviting me. It's certainly nice to address, at least at a high level, right, some of the changes that the industry is facing. Right, as we approach T+1, the change is certainly transformational to the industry, but it's certainly inevitable. And I think planning ahead certainly makes it manageable, though. Taking a step back and looking at the landscape, all the moving parts, there are a few aspects of the business that are not impacted by the shift to trade date plus one or T+1 settlement. Right. The most obvious is the settlement process for security transactions. Right. So cutting the time in half, 2 days to one, it clearly presents a number of challenges, such as the escalated payment process, all of the post-trade matching affirmations. This is in addition to all the client-facing trading platforms, reference data that supports them. Even the minute details, such as client-facing documentation, the agreements, onto the post-trade confirmations, now that's whether hard copy or electronic as well as all the control documents. All of these documents require updating, as well as revising the delivery process that ensures timely production, right? There are modifications needed for items such as corporate action processing, the internal accounting systems and controls used by firms to ensure their books and records are accurate and in compliance. And this brings us to the most critical component of the change to T1, which is the timely funding of transactions.
So you mentioned quite a few systems, processes, that are going to be affected by this transition. You wrapped on one in particular, funding, that is, going to be so important. So let's dive into that a little bit more, to give our listeners a sense of just how disruptive this change could potentially be. Could you share some more challenges, some more details on the challenges, in this area and how they're going to affect firms?
It certainly will. And I'd have to say, at least for our business, that funding component is critical, right? As a firm that's offering access to both U.S. and global markets in over 26 countries, the requirement of funding securities activity in a T1 environment is obviously very, very critical. Moving money around the world has become much easier than it was, say, 10 years ago. But it still presents challenges given the different time zones and currencies at play, right? For domestic firms, the challenge is somewhat mitigated with the availability of ACH movements, but it's still the challenges still remain. It will require firms and clients to plan on holding reserves and cash on to provide for liquidity of their transactions.
Gotcha. There's definitely lots to consider here. So what should these affected firms, broker dealers, other firms that'll need to comply with this new settlement cycle, what should they be doing in response to these challenges? What are some concrete steps that these firms can take to ensure that they're prepared?
Well, first and foremost, there has to be a buy-in from the highest levels of within the organization, right? This is an issue that will impact every department of the organization, right? From compliance to operations to trading and cashiering, right? By dissecting the organization and all the impacted processes and procedures, and really taking a top to bottom approach and a review on how a shortened settlement cycle will impact their daily operations. I mean, that's critical, right? The old saying, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And that certainly comes into play here, because just one element of the operation that's not prepared for the change to T1 will certainly disrupt the entire operation.
That's something that sounds really important. Let's pull on that thread a little bit. So you mentioned buy-in at the top, coordination across all departments. If just one process or one department is still on a T+2 timeline, the whole process can break down, it sounds like. I mean, is that accurate?
It's very accurate, and that's really where the adequate preparation comes in. And that everyone within the organization understands their role, and that's where our efforts come into play as well.
So that's where our efforts come into play. ViewTrade, you guys have been around for quite some time. You're providing technology and brokerage services. This kind of cross-departmental, organization-wide challenge really feels like a classic use case for technology, for solving issues, solving challenges with technology. Would love to hear a little bit about what ViewTrade is doing. We've given some advice to the firms themselves here, and we've delineated some of the steps that they ought to be taking and some of the approaches. Would love to hear about some of the steps that ViewTrade is taking specifically to help your clients prepare for T+1. And please tell us, what makes you guys a logical partner to help firms navigate these challenges? I think firms are going to need that. They're going to need the technology, and they're going to need those partners who can help them figure it out. So please, tell us about what you guys are working on.
Yeah, and that is great question, right? For over 20 years, the technology really has been the driving force behind the firm. It has allowed the firm and the company to grow year over year, right? Having developed all of our own systems and developed everything internally, it does give us an advantage over others that may rely on disparate parts or systems that are patched together. It does allow us to remain nimble and flexible enough to change with the times, right? As I soon will begin planning for T+0 settlement, which I'm sure is only a few years away, right? The real key here, though, is the regular communication with the clients, right? And consulting on what their needs are and how we can be part of their journey, right? Not just as a vendor, but as a true partner. And another important aspect is, by now self-clearing a part of our business, we have an advantage of managing our own books and records, as well as producing necessary reports to clients on a more timely basis, which is very crucial going forward, as is our ability to provide same-day FX for clients trading in the foreign markets, all of which are going to be very important in a T+1 environment. So we've helped clients navigate challenges for many years, right? As going back as far as the Y2K challenge, and on to the T+2, which was only a few years back. So we'll certainly continue to work with our partners during this whole T+1 transition and beyond.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I remember Y2K. I'm not too young to have forgotten that. What an interesting time that was to be alive. James, thank you so much. You said two things that I kind of want to wrap up with from my seat. We talked about a chain only being as strong as its weakest link. And then you talked about ViewTrade, being able to provide so many of these services and not cobbling together something from a variety of off-the-shelf disparate components. ViewTrade is reducing the number of links in the chain, right? And that feels like something that reduces risk in these kinds of situations and these kinds of transitions. So I just want to thank you again for your time, for sharing a little bit about ViewTrade, about the challenges that the industry is facing, as we head to T+1. Thanks, to James. Thanks to our audience, as always, for listening to another episode, what we think is another great episode of At the Forefront. Hopefully you found this one insightful as well. If you'd like to learn more about ViewTrade, please check them out online. That's ViewTrade.com. And if you want to learn more about Forefront or check out past episodes of our podcast, you can visit us at ForefrontComms.com. And again, thanks to our audience, and especially thanks to James for your time today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, CJ.